Republican Georgia Senate candidate Lanny Thomas is still recovering after a sudden medical emergency. Thomas underwent emergency surgery Monday. His son, Christian Thomas, shared that while details of the condition have not been released, his father is now in recovery and receiving strong community support. He added that Thomas remained focused on his campaign. Thomas is running against Democrat Jack Ziblock in a closely watched runoff election set for April 7th. The Walker County Board of Elections and Registration is reminding voters about early voting for the April 7th special runoff election. Early voting will be held at just one location, the Walker County Elections Office at 311 South Main Street in Lafayette. Dates are March 30th through April 2nd, with hours from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. Officials say no additional early voting sites will be available for this runoff. For more information, voters can call the Elections Office at 706-638-4349. Authorities in Walker County report several arrests over the past 24 hours, including multiple felony charges. 35-year-old Patricia Walker was taken into custody on felony probation violation. 39-year-old Justin Wood faces a felony escape charge, while 40-year-old Joseph Malosh was arrested on multiple serious counts, including DUI, first-degree cruelty to children, and traffic violations. In addition, 32-year-old Cody Smith was identified as a fugitive from another state. Other arrests included misdemeanor charges such as DUI, driving without insurance, and license violations. Officials say all individuals remain in custody or have pending court appearances. Georgia hunters are gearing up for spring turkey season with a statewide opener on private land set for Saturday, March 28th. Public lands, including wildlife management areas and national forests, will open a week later on April 4th. The season runs through May 15th. Hunters are reminded the daily bag limit is one gobbler with a two-bird season maximum. All hunters must carry a free harvest record and report their harvest within 24 hours. More information is available through the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. And Walker County health officials have released their latest restaurant inspection scores. In Lafayette, the Best on Pearl Drive earned a perfect score of 100, while Dairy Queen on North Main Street received a 96. The Crushed Tomato, located in downtown Lafayette, scored a 99, and Los Guerreros on North Main Street matched that top score with a 100 as well. In Chickamauga, the McDonald's on Lafayette Road also achieved a perfect 100. You can find details on these stories and more on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm John Sparks on your home for NASCAR, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.